Okay, once again, a good Erev Shabbos at the very end of Parshas Dvarim, which is a sort of a distillation and a reflection, if you will, on the victory over Sichon and Og, now sort of narrows the attention to one person, and that person is Yehoshua. Ves Yehoshua tzivesi ba'es ha'hi lemar einecha haros eis kol asher asa adonai lechem b'shnei hamlochem ha'ela ken yasa adonai l'chol ha'mamlochos asher ato versham aloti ra'um ki adonai lechem hu ha'nilcham lachem. So since we started this week with the Netziv, I thought maybe it'd be best at the finish of the Netziv. We obviously talked about Mishnah Torah and Shinun Shel Torah and the entire project of Sefer Dvarim being to encourage Hamelos Batorah, and how in many ways that really is Meduyak in terms of Ho'il Moshe Be'eres HaTorah Zos Leimor, etc. So, not to finish with a different perspective from the Netziv, about why Yehoshua was Mitzuva Ba'esa. He says, what's Ba'esa? You know, some of them, unfortunately, the Chizkuni says, this is a reference back to Vayismochas Yadav Alava Yitzaveu, that he told him this then, back in Parshas Pinchas. But the Netziv offers a perspective which resonates very deeply, namely that Yehoshua knew full well that Moshe Rabbeinu had a very hard time reconciling himself to this issue of B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven. We could already know from his reaction in Parshas Matos that he was very troubled by all of this, not to go into the Shichna Sidra Shuva Sashama, and even if they worked it out, and this is a topic that we've dealt with at length in other places, about the status of the Eivor HaYarden, and again, they certainly addressed HaChechem Yavol Milchama V'Atem Teshu Po, but they were spiritually at risk, and it's Meduya can say for Yehoshua that he knew they were spiritually at risk. So basically, Netziv says that Yehoshua had a chalishas hadas. He said, you know, this is not the right foot to get started on. So Moshe Rabbeinu gave him a chizuk and said, basically to him, ba'es ha'hi, at that moment when, you know, once they'd been conquered and this the land had been distributed, he told Yehoshua at that moment, he said, look, it's b'di'evet, there's no question. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was against it, there's no way that we could have had these nisim v'niflos. Einecha haro'o, seis kol asher asa Hashem Elokeichem l'shnei hamlochem ha'ela, kein yasa Hashem b'chol ha'mamlochos asher ata over shama, lo tira'um, ki Hashem Elokeichem u'anilcham lachem. Despite the fact that something b'di'evet took place, you shouldn't feel that, we've been abandoned, that Klal Yisrael is compromised going forward in any way. Now, this is a very, very, very critical issue. Very critical issue, right? Because Yehoshua has to go in with confidence. And Yeshua's feeling is that my Rabbi feels that the first step in the process of Kibush V'chiluk is all b'di'evet, so how can he muster the chozek and the imutz, which he's repeatedly told to have when he knows that already, before go, that there's an aspect which is b'di'evet. And so the Netziv's approach is very resonant in that regard. But here I think we can maybe with your permission, take things half a step further, which is that this is really like a klal gadol in manhigus, that we all wish things could be l'chatchila all the time. We all do, and we should all strive that they should be l'chatchila. But we have shasak tchake b'di'evet damya. We have challenges, we have many challenges, and it's not always possible to have the maximum in terms of MS and it's and shalom, and especially at the same time. And we need to sometimes take confidence in the fact that even when things are b'di'evet, that Hashem is with us. That's the idea that Moshe was trying to convey to Yehoshua. L'shita sanetziv, this is b'di'evet, but Hashem is still with us. Hashocheni tam betoch tum osam, right? Afal pishem betuma shchina shiruya imahem. So this is, I think, a very important yisod, and it was important for Yehoshua at the beginning of his manigos to understand that the things which are b'di'evet do exist. They will exist. They will always exist. And nonetheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still with us as long as we continue to strive very much for l'chatchila. And sometimes we have to settle for less than that. That doesn't mean that all is lost. and that we should be forlorn. So I guess that's an appropriate way to go into to Tisha B'Av. We wish this is the last Tisha B'Av. We look forward to the Kiyum. See peace to Yeshua of the Navi Zechariah, Tzom Asiri, Yelabes Yehuda, L'Sason, L'Simcha, L'Mo'adim Tovim. And yet, to the extent that we're not there yet, there's still time, we look forward to better days ahead. Look forward to resuming on Monday.